For advanced people, when it comes to fretboard theory, once you have a system, you should be able to move horizontally and vertically anywhere on the neck in any key. All right, so what I'm talking about is, let's just choose a random key. I'm going to call it A flat. All right, and I'm going to pick a random fret number. The fret number is 9. Okay, so around the ninth fret in the key of A flat, I got this pattern. So I can move vertically, meaning up and down the strings in one position, no problem. I can also, stop me on one particular string. Let's just pick the third string, I don't know, which in this position has these two notes. I can go up or down only on that string. Now you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm playing only on one string. So I know how to go up or down, and so at any time I can go up vertically or up horizontally or down vertically or down horizontally, and that's true fretboard mastery. Now if I just play random notes, you can't see it. This part would be better in a video, but that's the ultimate fretboard theory mastery, when you can choose any random, you can go up or you can go in any of four directions, north, south, east, or west if you wish, in any key at any moment. And that's what you should strive to do. So test yourself, pick a random key, pick a random fret, and then pick a random direction and see if you can do it. And then if you can't, then your system, whatever you learned for fretboard theory, you might have to polish that up or embellish your understanding of the theory somehow. So it would be tough to go into more detail on this subject right here. So, but let me know how you make out.